So he is a very wonderful feat, something that hopefully will inspire all of us. I don't think I can ever approach that, but it's amazing. He gets up at 2:30 in the morning and starts his round from then on, that's I've been told. And he's a very dedicated brahmachari who's been serving a very long time. He has done many wonderful services, including kachari, book distribution and all the rest. And he's also completed 3 parikrams all over the centers in India, which means he has traveled to most of the centers in India and has spoken on the glories of the holy name. So we're very happy. Oh, I forgot to mention, His Grace Gauranga Prabhu is also an excellent cook. And when I mean excellent cook, he doesn't cook just for 5 people, 10 people. He cooks for 4,000 people, 5,000 people. And the taste is excellent. I can attest to that because I've tasted them in the yatra last year. So we're very happy. So I hope that all of you are also suitably happy. And we can hear Prabhu. The class will begin shortly. Thank you, Hare Krishna.
Tamil translation.
Sorry, there will be Tamil translation. His Grace Patita Pavan Prabhu.
After Radha Madhava.
So after the Radha Madhava class, Prabhu will move over to that side behind Srila Prabhupada. And for those of you who require Tamil translation, you can gather around with her. Thank you, Hare Krishna.
Any other volunteers you can ask for?
Thank you. Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Narayana
ततोजयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवति उत्तमश्रोत्रे भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः नम ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च संलोभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महाबलन्याय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य कौलकृषे नमः पञ्चतत्त्वात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तरूपस्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताख्यं नमामि भक्तशक्तिकां हे कृष्णा करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कान्त श्रीराधा कान्त नमोऽस्तुते तप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गी श्रीराधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी केशभानुसुते देवी नमामि हरिप्रिये श्रीकृष्णचैतन्य गोविन्दानन्द श्रीअद्वैतगदाधार सुवासुदिगौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 रामो हरे रामो रामो हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 रामो हरे रामो रामो हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 रामो हरे रामो रामो हरे 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 कृष्ण।
सो वी वेलकम ऑल द गेस्ट्स दिस मॉर्निंग फॉर द संडे प्रोग्राम। So today I will speak on a very important topic as we are embarking on this month of December, and from the 1st of December all of us will be celebrating all over the world a very unique festival. What is that? Srila Prabhupada's book distribution. So last year I was in London and giving a talk on this subject. We were celebrating Gita Jayanti. So I met a group of businessmen and they were telling me that the Gita is too difficult to understand and we don't have time. You know? And size is also very big. And they said, as soon as we start the first chapter, we start falling asleep. So how is it that we are going to be able to read through the whole Gita? It's very difficult. So I said, okay, I will give you a lecture on lessons from the cover of the Bhagavad Gita. Only the cover. You don't even open the first page. You see this cover? So today morning we will discuss various lessons you can learn just from the cover of Bhagavad Gita. And this group of businessmen are very happy. So very good. You don't have to open this. Wonderful. Right? I was telling you last year, I was trying to distribute the Prabhupada's Gita on the local trains in Mumbai. Very difficult. Local trains are extremely crowded. Especially in the morning time and evening time. And you know, sometimes it is so crowded, it's hardly possible to enter into that train. And if you enter into the train, there is no need to perform any special yogasana, because by default, while standing, you will be performing on one leg only. And there is no need for pranayama also, because you cannot breathe only. So I showed this Gita to one gentleman, and he asked me, is this Gita for free? I said, no. He said, 70 rupees. In India, we sell it at 70 rupees. He's telling me, Krishna spoke to Arjuna free. Why are you charging money? I said, he spoke in Kurukshetra. This is Bombay, 70 rupees transport charge. So the first lesson which we learn by seeing this cover is Ananyata. What does Ananyata mean? Krishna is the chariot driver for Arjuna. Everyone knows Krishna is Partha Sarathi. But before Krishna became Partha Sarathi, both Duryodhana and Arjuna were called by Krishna. And Duryodhana and Arjuna both were offered a choice by Krishna. You can ask whatever you want. So Duryodhana went and sat right next to Krishna's head. And Krishna had said, whoever my eyes fall upon first, they can ask the first benediction. So Duryodhana always calculated. So Duryodhana thought, I will sit right next to Krishna's face. So you will see me first, then I will ask. Arjuna sat at Krishna's lotus feet. Krishna had his eyes closed. But although Krishna has his eyes closed, he knows everything what's going on. So Krishna knew where Arjuna is sitting. So Krishna opened his eyes and cast his glance upon Arjuna. And now Krishna tells Arjuna, my dear Arjuna, you ask, what is your benediction? So Duryodhana's heart is palpitating, because he's thinking, Arjuna should not ask for the armies. So Arjuna says, my dear Lord, what I will ask? For me, you are everything. If I have your friendship and your association, that is everything. So please, I do not want anything. Just that you be there with me at all times. On the battlefield, you can be there with me. That is sufficient. So Krishna looked at Duryodhana. What is your desire? So Duryodhana says, my dear Lord, now that Arjuna has already asked for you, even if I want to ask for you, I cannot. So the only thing remaining is your army. So you can as well give your army to me. So Krishna said, okay, you take my armies. So you can see that Arjuna is sitting here along with Krishna, but before that, the entire army and the opulence of Dwarka was offered. Arjuna rejected that and accepted only Krishna. So what does Rupa Goswami say? Anya bhilashita shunyam. You just see Krishna is sitting on the chariot of Arjuna, but before that, Arjuna has passed a major test. What is that test? Arjuna denied accepting any other opulence. Arjuna denied to take anything else. The only thing he desired was Krishna's association. All of us will be tested in a similar fashion. And Krishna will see, what are we aspiring for? So therefore that is known as Ananyata. So, Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita, Ananya Chetaha Satatam Yomam Smarati Nishtyasham Asyam Sulabhaka Nitya Yuktasya Yogina. Ananya Chetaha Satatam, my dear Arjuna. If anyone remembers me, with his mind completely fixed upon me, Yomam Smarati Nityasham, and is constantly in remembrance of my lotus feet. Tasyaham sulabhat partha, for such a person I become very easily attained. Nitya yuktasya yogina. So when you come in front of the Lord is giving you an opportunity. What do you pray for? What do you ask for? What benediction are you seeking? Therefore Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitam va jagadish kamare, maha janmani janmaneshwari. So before coming to Krishna consciousness, all of us we visit temples and we ask various benedictions. Before coming to Krishna consciousness, all of us have been visiting temples. And our prayer has been similar to what Lord Chaitanya has said, only the na was missing. Janam janam sundarim kavitam va. Mama janmani janmani shloka. Life after life, may I get all these things. So Lord Chaitanya came and added one na. Na janam. So Lord Chaitanya also very intelligent, he knows. Kali Yuga is a yuga where people will read between the lines and try to find some deviation. So he could have said, Na dhanam janam sundarim kavitam va. So people would say, Na dhanam, okay. Dhanam not allowed. Janam sundarim allowed. So Mahaprabhu very intelligently added, Na dhanam. Okay, janam, Na janam. Okay, sundarim. Na sundarim. So he had three times Na. So that no one can find escape. Mama janmani, janmanish. So therefore, we find that the desire to only have Krishna is extremely rare, unanya. Like we had one of our devotees, he was traveling in a train and he saw in front of him there was a gentleman sitting. And he had on his t-shirt, you know, a nice slogan, save water. So he thought, oh, he's a very pious man, and he's into environmentalism and trying to conserve energy and everything. And suddenly this gentleman got up and turned around, and on the back side of the t-shirt it was written, drink beer. Save water, drink beer. So the world is centered around sense gratification. I, me and mine. In Ramayana, when Hanumanji jumps over and reaches Sita Devi, Hanumanji offers to Sita Devi that all you have to do is jump on my back and I will take you across. Hanumanji offered a very simple solution. I have come all the way. Sit on my back. You will go. Sita Devi refused Hanumanji's offer. Hanumanji increased his size and showed his power. And Hanumanji said, don't think that in any way, shape or form I am weak. Don't think that you will fall off my back. I will hold you and take you to the lotus feet of Lord Rama. So we don't have to deal anything with Ravan or the demons or anything. Just sit. Let's go. So probably many of us will think, this is a great idea. Sita Devi should have accepted. And if you ask many of the youth now in Kali Yuga, they will say, Sita Devi was not practical. She should have been practical. She should have taken that opportunity. Sita Devi refused. Why? The first reason Sita Devi says is that, my dear Hanumanji, Ravana as a demon, he came and kidnapped me. Secondly, a monkey like you has come and you are going to deliver me. So ultimately, where is the opportunity for my husband Ram to do anything? Forever in the future people will say, what did Ram do? So therefore, I cannot allow this. Secondly, there are so many demigods' wives who have been captured by Ravana. And they have all been kept inside this fortress. So unless I create an escape route for them, I cannot leave this place. So Sita Devi was filled with compassion for them. Thirdly, Sita Devi said, if Hanumanji, I sit on your back and get out of this place, for all time to come people will say that when Lord Ram's consort was in trouble, she used her intelligence, devised some trick and somehow escaped. So now that we have difficulty in life, let us try to use our intelligence more. Let us try to devise some trick of our own so that we can escape. I will be inspiring generations of devotees in future to use their intelligence to escape their problem. But the purpose of Lord Ram's descent in this world is to show that when you are in difficulty and when you have trouble and when you have all kinds of obstacles and torment in your life, the only thing to do is take shelter of the Supreme Lord Ram helplessly. Unless I show that example, how will future generations of devotees be inspired in a similar manner? Therefore, in order to inspire them, I have to be helplessly dependent on Lord Ram. And for that, I may have to go through trouble and difficulty for the next 10 months. Sundari Raghunathasya Surastri Dukha Shantaye Jashananasya Bhavane Jashamasan Niveshanam. So Sundari Raghunathasya, Supreme Personality of God, Lord Raghunath and his consort, Sita Devi, she displayed a great example of helpless dependence on the Lord. So Hanumanji gave her this offer, but she said, no, I will not depend on anything and anyone except Lord Ram. So in this way, she was demonstrating through her example that as devotees, when you go through difficulties in life, we should have faith in only one thing, Krishna. Nothing and nothing else can come to our protection and help in such a time of calamity. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This example was demonstrated by none other than the Goddess of Fortune, who found herself in an ocean of misfortune. And that time she is demonstrating that when I am going through this misfortune, there is only one fortune, to cry out helplessly for the Lord. So in this way, Sita Devi demonstrated helpless dependence on no one else and nothing else except Lord Ram. Although she had the opportunity to escape right there. Probably if any of us are in that condition, we would have accepted. Why not? Let's go ahead. let's go for it. But Sita Devi was to blame. Somebody approached Prabhupada and he said, there was this reporter, Swamiji, if everyone in this world start chanting Hare Krishna, what will happen to this world? Prabhupada said, don't worry, there will always be fools like you who will never accept it. That day will never come when everyone will start taking to the process. It's impossible. So it is just a myth to think like that. Like Hamsadutta Prabhu was Prabhupada's disciple. And he preached in different parts of the world and he came to Vrindavan. He was sitting and chanting. And he was thinking that now I have done enough. Now I have done enough and now I will sit here and do my bhajan. So Prabhupada approached him and he said, you must go and preach. But said, Prabhupada, I have just come back from preaching. Prabhupada said, no, I want you to preach. Where should I go? Prabhupada said, you go to Sri Lanka. He said, Sri Lanka, Prabhupada. Sri Lanka is a very small place. Prabhupada said, okay, go to Pakistan. He said, okay, I better go to Sri Lanka. So he went there. And then he met this Dr. Povu, who was an atheist. And there was a big dialogue between him and Dr. Povu. And it found the way into the pages of Life Comes From Life. Because he became dependent on the instructions of the spiritual master, and ultimately Krishna was pleased. So therefore, Ananyata means Arjuna, who was very skillful. So many times, people who are very skillful and intelligent also become royally independent. To get this combination of high degree of skill and intelligence coupled with loyalty and dependence is the kind of winning combination which takes one to the spiritual world. Arjuna was the best amongst all of the five Pandavas. But Arjuna was happy being subordinate to Yudhishthira Maharaj. Arjuna, although very intelligent and very powerful, he was satisfied being a servant. So therefore, we find that Ananyata means not desiring anything else. So many people follow dharma or religion without understanding the purpose of dharma. And that is one of the biggest problems, especially amongst the Indian community. People go to temple, worship in the temple, ring the bell in the temple, break coconut in the temple, hold their ears and jump up and down, do all kinds of things. But if you ask them, what is the goal of your life? Why are you doing all this? Very few people have this answer. The purpose of what you are doing in a temple. There were two gentlemen. One was digging a hole in the ground. The other fellow was filling that again with the mud. Then this first fellow again went and dug a hole, removed the mud. The second fellow went and filled it with the mud. Again the first fellow went and dug the hole. Again this fellow came and filled up with the mud. So one gentleman was watching this and he said, what is this going on? Are you creating some employment? You are removing the mud, the other person is filling the mud. I don't see any purpose of this activity. So this first fellow said, actually we are three of us in our team. I dig the mud out. There is a second fellow who brings saplings of plants and plants it, places the plant in that hole, and the third fellow fills it with the mud. The second fellow is supposed to sow the sapling, he is on leave today. He is not there. But two of us, we are doing our jobs faithfully. So life is going on. Without understanding the purpose or why things should be done in a certain way. So Prabhupada, for the first time, he has given us a book, Bhagavad Gita, which very clearly explains why we should be doing anything in a certain way. So there was this Nitin Babu, story of Nitin Babu in Bengal. He was very fond of lottery. So many people are fond of lottery. So he was buying lottery tickets, but never won. 40 years he was buying lottery tickets, never won any lottery. So even his family was ridiculing him. So one day it so happened that his son decided to check the lottery tickets and found that his father has won 10 lakh of rupees. So now he became afraid that if I directly go and tell my father you have won 10 lakh, he may get a heart attack because of ecstasy. So Nitin Babu goes, his son goes to the family doctor and says, my father has won a lottery, but I want you to go and reveal this news to him so that he doesn't get a heart attack. So he goes and says, Nitin Babu, suppose you win 2 lakh of rupees in the lottery, what you will do? Nitin Babu says, oh, I will make a temple in my village. So, okay, Nitin Babu, if you win 4 lakh of rupees in the lottery, what you will do? Said, oh, my elder son has some court case going on, I will pay the bill for that court case. Okay, Nitin Babu, if you win 6 lakh of rupees, what you will do? Said, oh, my mother wanted to feed all the cows in the village, so I will arrange for all of them. If you win 8 lakhs, what you will do? Said, oh, my elder son's daughter's wedding has to be arranged, so I will give a dowry and organize a very nice wedding in the village, feed everyone. Now he was coming to the main point. Nitin Babu, if I tell you that in the last month's lottery you have actually won 10 lakh of rupees, what you will do? So Nitin Babu said, doctor, I will give everything to you. The doctor got a heart attack and he died. So the nature of this material world is we are constantly planning. If I get this, I'll be happy. Oh, if I get that, I'll be happy. One second, no, no, no. If I get that. So we are constantly thinking that there is something which I have not yet got which will make me happy. That is called illusion. Because that will never happen. So therefore, Bhagavatam describes Yat Shrinva Topaiti Aratirvi Krishna Satvam Chashuddha Achirena Pumsa Bhaktim Harauta Purushecha Sakyam Tadeva Haram Padamanya Seche. Bhagavatam is describing, if you really want to be happy, the cause of your lamentation and moroseness is your thinking, I have not yet achieved something. All of us are thinking, I have not yet achieved something. And because of not having achieved that something and attained that something, I am dissatisfied. It could be something gross, it could be something subtle. But that is the cause of our lamentation. We are lamenting because of our hankering. So hankering and lamentation, that is causing our distress. So Bhagavatam says, if you understand that the most opulent object to possess is Krishna, and that Krishna is available simply by sitting and hearing his katha, I am sitting, and just attentively absorbing myself in the sound vibration. The most opulent object in all the three worlds is there, through my ears, in my heart. Krishna is there, with me. There is nothing else to be aspired for. Yata shrinvato apaiti aratir vidrishna saplam chashubhati achirinakumsa. This shloka is quoted by Maharaj Parikshit, who is going to die in the next 3 days. 10th canto spoken on the 4th day. So only 3 more days remaining. A person who is about to die considers himself very unfortunate. Parikshit Maharaj is saying, Vayam dhanya tamaloke gurupi kshatrabandhavah vayam pibamo mustatta punyam krishna kathamritam. We are the most fortunate, he says. Who? Someone is going to die. How can he be fortunate? If you visit a doctor and the doctor says, sorry sir, you have cancer, only a month to go. Everyone will be expressing condolence. Nobody will consider that to be a fortune. At the peak of youth, the most powerful man on the planet, he is declaring, I am the most fortunate. Is it not contradictory? What is his fortune? First fortune. So he says, what is fortunate, what is more fortunate, and what is most fortunate? And we have to evaluate based on the opinions of the great souls, not based on the advertising industry. The advertising industry has its own standards of what is fortunate. They are simple formula. You buy my product, you are fortunate. You buy our product today, you are most fortunate. And you get a discount on that, you are the most fortunate. But what Parikshit is saying, Vayam dhanyatama loke gurupi kshatrabandhava. The first fortune is to get the shelter of a spiritual master. Someone who knows what is the goal of life, who can guide us. It could be Shiksha Guru, Diksha Guru, Padpradarsha Guru, anything, but someone who is showing us the way. To get a spiritual guide in life is a sign of someone fortunate. Someone gets the opportunity to hear Harikatha from such a spiritual guide is more fortunate. And someone gets the opportunity to hear repeatedly, again and again, from such great souls is considered most fortunate. So Maharaj Parikshit, being the king of the planet, has no other desire. He is simply satisfied sitting and hearing about Krishna. Therefore, when we come and sit, we push out all other thoughts of this world from our mind and allow Krishna to enter into our system. We should know, we are the most fortunate because we have the greatest possession we can aspire for. Nothing else can be greater than this. That is called Ananyata. Arjuna is convinced about that. He is not bothered about victory or defeat. He is happy that I have Krishna. Arjuna is saying that I am so much attracted by Krishna's loving dealings. Smita Shobhitani, the beautiful smile on Krishna's face. The sweet words Krishna would always speak to me. Hey Partha, hey Arjuna, hey Sakhe. Sunjalpitani Naradeva Vispreshani. And those words of Krishna, they touch my heart. Smarturulukhanti Hridayam Mama Madhavasya. And now that Krishna is gone, I am simply remembering the wonderful exchanges we had. I am overflooded by Krishna's love and affection. I cannot get Krishna out of my mind. That is the aspiration of great souls. Arjuna had Draupadi as his wife. Arjuna was known as Dhananjay. He was extremely wealthy. Arjuna had every possible material opulence one can think of, including unlimited material success. But what Arjuna is really hankering for is Krishna. So if we have Krishna through the form of a sound vibration, we do not need anything else. Ananyata. That is what, when you see the cover, you realize. Arjuna could have asked for anything else, but all he asked for was Krishna as his chariot driver. Krishna in the moon of being Bhakta Vatsala. That should be our aspiration. Not aspire for anything else but Krishna. And be satisfied in chanting his holy names. Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna! Krishna Krishna! Hare Hare! Hare Rama! Hare Rama! Rama Rama! Hare Hare!
Second thing which we see from this tower is Krishna is becoming Arjuna's chariot driver. So this shows how Krishna become Bhakta Vatsala. So the second lesson to be learned is Bhakta Vatsalyata. Krishna is subordinate to his devotees' love and his devotees' desire. So just see, to be a driver on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, in the Vedic tradition, when the Sarthi would be sitting, the warrior would indicate which direction to go by kicking from behind. If you have to indicate that I have to move to the right, then the Sarathi or the chariot driver gets kicked from right side. Otherwise he gets kicked from the left side. Otherwise he gets kicked on the back to stop. Arjuna was kicking Krishna to indicate, because that is how the Sarathi would give indications. Krishna was willing to go through this in service of his devotees. Bhakta Vatsalya. Suramatosvinnagatraya Visrishta Tavarasraja Drishtvan Parishraman Krishna Krutayasi Swabandhane. So we find that in Damodar Leela, as all of you have celebrated the month of Damodar, that Krishna, out of his great affection and love for Mother Yashoda, allowed Yashoda Mai to tie him. The two fingers represent Krishna's two energies, all pervasiveness and all powerfulness. Because Krishna is omnipresent and omnipotent, these two energies from inside were not allowing Yashoda Mai to bind. Finally, it was Kripa Maharani, or mercy personified, which arose within Krishna's heart. And when Kripa Maharani came, all the other energies bowed down in front of her. Suvamatu Svinnagatraya. When Krishna saw that Yashoda Mai is perspiring, Visrishta Kabara Sraja, and all of the flowers were falling from Yashoda Mai's head. Yashoda Mai was running behind Krishna and the flowers were falling. Why? The flowers thought, let us assist Yashoda Mai in her service. Servant of the servant means we should assist the master in their service. Yashoda Mai desires to catch Krishna. That is her desire. And we are sitting here on Yashoda Mai's head. having her divine association. But having her divine association is increasing the net weight on Yashoda Mai's body, which is slowing her down. If she has to run fast and catch Krishna, better that she become light. And the way she can become light is if we give up her association and leave from her body, then she can run faster. So therefore, having association of Yashoda Mai is a disservice to her at this stage. Leaving her alone and being away from her association is a better service. So because of that, the flowers fell off. So one should not always think that being close to someone is service. Sometimes staying away is also service. So then, Yashoda Mai came and captured Krishna and tied Krishna. How Krishna allowed Yashoda Mai to tie him up? Drishtva Parishramam Krishna. Yashoda Mai saw Drishtva. What? Parishramam. Krishna saw Yashoda Mai's Parishram or hard work. Kripaya Sitsva Bandhane. So therefore, because of that, he allowed to be tied up. So when Krishna was tied up, Balaramji came. And Krishna told Balaramji, release me. And Balaramji said, oh, who tied you up? Like Yashoda Mai tied me up. Really? How dare she tie you up? I am going to argue on your behalf. So Balaramji went inside and shouted in front of Yashoda Mai, who has tied Krishna? Who has tied Krishna? Yashoda Mai said, I have tied Krishna. What do you do? Balaramji said, do you know who is Krishna? Do you know who he is? Yashoda Mai said, who is? Yashoda Mai is very indignant to know. So Balaramji said, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ram appeared from him, Narsingh appeared from him, Vamana appeared from him, Varaha appeared from him, Kurma appeared from him, all the avatars appeared from him, do you know? Yashoda Mai said, then who are you then? Balaramji said, I am the first expansion. Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradyumna, Aniruddha, all these incarnations come from me. Yashoda Mai picked up a stick and said, all the incarnations had to be born in my house only or what? Run away from here, otherwise I'll tie you up also. Balaramji went running to Krishna and said, oh sorry, I tried, nothing worked. Only she can release you. So Yashoda Mai tied up Krishna with the rope of devotion. And Krishna agreed to be tied up. Bhakta Vatsalya. So like that, Srila Prabhupada, when he came to India, some of the people were complaining. Swamiji, your American disciples, they are not qualified. I don't think they are trainable. Prabhupada said, no. They are trainable. They may have bad qualities, but they have one good quality. They have faith in me. They are willing to do whatever I say. They are malleable in their desires. So someone said, they are actually like charcoal. You cannot change them. They are black like coal. Prabhupada said, no. Even on charcoal you put pressure, it becomes diamond. So Prabhupada was in Jaipur and some of his American disciples were there, some lady disciples. And there were some life members sitting and Prabhupada introduced to the life members. These are young girls from America. They know all the Upanishads. Now they will recite each Upanishad in front of you. Come on, start chanting. And there was this lady disciple, Kaushalya Devi. She knew only six shlokas. She knew only six shlokas of each Upanishad. And Prabhupada was introducing, they know all Upanishads. And she was wondering, now I will be exposed. Prabhupada, she was hesitating. Prabhupada, start! Show them how you know all the Upanishads. Jump, start! So she was thinking, my God, after sixth shloka, I am going to be exposed. Prabhupada will be insulted. What will happen? And so many thoughts were going on. So when we are given service, we should not think too much. Should just start. Start the service, then Krishna will give the intelligence. Just like Vasudev, he was told by Krishna, pick me up and go. Vasudev didn't think, oh, I am a failure, Kshatriya, I lost everything, I couldn't do anything, oh, how will I do it? Krishna will arrange. If you are not an optimist, you are an atheist. So Krishna will give you the strength to do everything. So she started, Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Ishavasyamidam Sarvam. Second verse, third verse, fourth verse, she came to sixth shloka. Prabhupada said, enough! This means you know everything. Jai Prabhupada ki! So she was like, really? Hare Krishna. So Prabhupada, he was like having full faith and confidence. And if people just execute their service sincerely, things will happen. So that was not sufficient. So one of the life members, he said, but Swamiji, she recited Ishopanishad, but her pronunciation was not proper. Prabhupada said, her renunciation is proper. She has given everything up and come all the way here to India to spread the holy name. What are you doing? Sitting here, not doing anything. So therefore, they had that devotion, that feeling for Prabhupada. So similarly, if a disciple has feeling for other Vaishnavas, for the spiritual master, for the parampara, for Prabhupada, Lord empowers such a person, because Lord is ultimately Bhakta Vatsala. So practically every success Arjuna had on the battlefield of Kurukshetra was by the intervention of Krishna. So don't think you can achieve anything or we can achieve anything. It can only be done by Krishna's intervention. Prabhupada was in New Zealand, and when he went to New Zealand, he saw, I mean, there were hardly any devotees who were senior enough to perform deity worship. Deity worship was practically impossible. In Australia, when Prabhupada installed deities, the senior most person was only 6 months old. Prabhupada folded his hands and prayed to the deities, my dear Lord, you please take care of yourself. Because I don't see anyone here who can take care of you properly. So when Prabhupada went to New Zealand, he found that the devotees there, they were very innovative. They had a small altar, but they wanted two sets of deities. Only one set was fitting. So they kept Gaurmitha in front, and back to back, they kept Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra. And they had a revolving altar. They would press button, the altar would move. So you could have different darshans. And they thought this is very innovative. So Prabhupada came, offered obeisances to Gaurmitha when he got up Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra. So he got confused. This is deities, Prabhupada, not rolling stones. But they were sincerely trying. So we should know that ISKCON was spread all over the world not by Hindus. The pious Hindus were not the ones who spread Krishna consciousness. Those Hindus who would regularly do puja, paad, ring bell in the temple, wear tikka, do yajna, punya, they could not spread Krishna consciousness. Krishna Shakti Vina Nahitana Pravartana. It was those who surrendered their will and submitted themselves at the lotus feet of a pure devotee. Chadya Vaishnava Seva Nistarapaya Chetiva. Without serving the lotus feet of devotees, no one can become empowered. It is not possible. It is a theoretical proposal. So therefore, we find that Bhakta Vatsalyata, Arjuna got empowered because he surrendered at the feet of Krishna. He did what he did not want to do because Krishna wanted him to do. Whereas they were equally powerful Maharathis. On the side of the Kauravas, they had a bigger army, more materially powerful, vanquished, conquered, destroyed, crushed to dust, because they opposed the will of Krishna. Anyone who opposes the will of Krishna and Krishna's devotees will be crushed to powder. That is the testimony of history since time immemorial. We cannot oppose the Lord's will. So therefore, one time, it so happened that Lord Ram, he was meeting one devotee. And this devotee told Lord Ram, "My dear Lord, I heard that you have some diary where you have noted down the names of some of your great devotees. Can I have a look at that diary?" So show the diary. It was written. Various names were there, but name of Hanumanji not there. So this devotee goes back and tells Hanumanji, "My dear Hanumanji, oh Bajrangabali, one big news for you. Scandal." "Oh, what happened?" "Ray, you did so much, you know. 100 yojanas you jumped, you know. You did so much service for Ram. But I feel sad. Your name is not there in the list of intimate devotees." Hanumanji said, "Who said?" "I saw. Personally, I went. Diary is there." Hanumanji said, "What diary?" "Are you don't know, there is a diary, Ramchandra maintained one diary. And all the list is there, your name is not there." Hanumanji is impossible. "Are I have seen personally, go and check." Hanumanji goes, "My dear Lord, I heard some diary where you noted some list, I never knew where is that." Ramchandra showed that diary. Hanumanji checks it. "My dear Lord, what is this? I am so fallen or what? My name is not there." Ramchandra took out one more diary from near his chest. And he said, "Hanumanji, check this diary." On top of that list of the diary was Hanumanji's name. Hanumanji got devastated. He said, "My dear Lord, how many diaries you keep?" "Very difficult. You keep multiple diaries like this. What is this diary and what is this diary?" Ramchandra said, "The first diary contains the list of all those devotees who are constantly thinking of me. The second diary near my heart is the list of those devotees about whom I am constantly thinking." So therefore, Hanumanji's name was in that diary. So the choice is ours. Which diary you want your name to be entered? So naturally, everyone is a second one. But for that, you have to do something also. So therefore, Krishna is Bhakta Vatsalya. And that is what is demonstrating through this beautiful pastime. Third very important lesson. Very, very important. If we see this, what do we see? Krishna is driving whose chariot? Arjuna's chariot. Now the question is, when Krishna is sitting on Arjuna's chariot, for 18 days Krishna will be known as Partha Sarathi. Don't you think Yudhishthira will also get desire in his mind? Why can't Krishna come and drive my chariot also? Why can't Bhima think? Why only Arjuna's chariot Krishna should drive? I have more muscles than Arjuna. I am elder than Arjuna. Why Krishna cannot come?